Secretary of State Colin Powell, in an interview with the New York Times, said the United States plans to set a six-month deadline for the creation of a new Iraqi constitution. The constitution, he said, would pave the way for new elections and new leadership in Baghdad next year, when the United States would relinquish authority. Powell did not set out a role for the United Nations in this process. Central to the current debate over whether the U.S. or the U.N. should oversee Iraq's return to self-government is the issue of sovereignty. The question is whether Iraq's sovereignty was lost when the United States overthrew the government of Saddam Hussein. Hurst Hannum is a professor of international law at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the origin of the concept of sovereignty in international relations?
Well, it goes back a long time and really stems from the days in which the ability to govern in legitimacy was given by God. And so the king or the queen was literally sovereign, really, in a sense, owned the country and the people in it, represented it both in terms of the secular world and the religious world. We've come a long time since then, but it still represents both internationally and domestically, constitutional independence, the highest legitimate authority within a country that is then entitled to deal with other countries.
What defines sovereignty?
I wish there were a clear definition. Today, I think we could say that sovereignty represents the recognition by the international community that a country is a player on the international scene. And that's a bit circular, but unfortunately, that seems to be where we are today. In some cases, it's very clear, and at least the 190 members of the United Nations are all sovereign states and recognized as such.
After the U.S. armed overthrow of Saddam Hussein's regime, where does Iraq's sovereignty now reside?
Well, Iraq is still sovereign because it is the state that's sovereign, not any particular government. So Iraq's sovereignty is still somehow imbued with the people of Iraq, even though it's the actual authority is being exercised by the occupying powers of the United States, the British, and others. Their obligation is essentially to create the conditions where a stable government can be reestablished and then to leave and to return actual operation of the sovereign state of Iraq to the Iraqi people.
According to international law, does invading a country give the invader rights to determine the sovereignty of the nation it invaded?
It doesn't give the invading nation rights. It imposes obligations on the invading nation to act in a certain way. When Kuwait was invaded by Iraq many years ago, it didn't lose its sovereignty, even though for a few months it obviously was in no position to govern itself. So in the same way, the occupying powers can't take away Iraqi sovereignty, and they're obliged, while they are running the country, to do so in a way that is essentially for the benefit of the people whose territory it is occupying, to prepare them to govern themselves in the future.
So a nation can lose sovereignty, but how do you get it back after you lost it?
Once you lose sovereignty, if you lose it by failing to be recognized by the rest of the world, then it is very difficult to get it back. And indeed, many of the conflicts we see in the world today are based on the fact that groups or regions or countries used to have sovereignty in some time. Cases 100, 200 years ago now claim that it was illegally taken from them, but those claims tend not to be recognized by most of the international community.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Professor Hurst Hannum of the Fletcher School at Tufts University.